Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Alright, so if you are behind the cameraman, okay, just try and come around. Is this one?
Yes.
Alright. Charlie, you make it. You make amen. It to heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. I think it's okay. Is it okay? Can you hear me well? Yes. The most important thing is that you can hear well and hear properly. Amen. By the grace of God, I want you to put your hands together for Jesus for our gathering here this morning. It's a pleasure to be here, and I believe that Jesus has gathered us here. Amen. And all the people outside, ushers, please help me. Everybody outside should come in, all right? Everybody outside. If you are not doing, it's not like if you are not doing anything. You just have to come in, okay? And then the people who are coming should just follow at the back. You sit down right now, okay? And I bless God for gathering us for this particular conference. And in this conference, we are going to hear the word of God. That is the reason we have come here. Put your hands together for Jesus. We are not here to do sack race. How many of you know sack race? We are not here to do spoon and lime. Is it lime and spoon or spoon and lime? Lime and spoon. What else are we not here to do? Musical chairs. I'm coming. Yeah, you have mentioned. We are not here to do what? Musical chairs. Everybody say musical chairs. So if they told you here you are coming to do musical chairs, you'll be disappointed. We are also not here to do tag of war. Who mentioned tag of war? Plus 10 marks. We are not here to do tag of war. Clap for her. She knows tag of war. What else are we not here to do? Yes. What? Ampe. Hey, do you still play Ampe?
Yes.
Nice one. And we are also not here to play football. So you can see that the shirt you are wearing, there are no numbers behind it. Otherwise, it will look like a jersey, but it's not. But we are only here to listen to the word of God. Put your hands together for Jesus. And I am so blessed. I am so privileged to be part of this house, which is the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. Put your hands together for this wonderful church we are in, and also for our father, our prophet, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Oh, your clapping for prophet is very low. If you can give us his picture, I'll be very glad. Such a wonderful man of God, who has heart for the young people, all right? He has built us a church. You can't find prophet's picture. Who has built us a wonderful church. Listen, there are some places the children don't have any place to worship, but we are blessed that a church has been built for us. And this is an anointed man of God who always thinks about the children, who always think about the youth, who always think about you and I. Put your hands together for prophet again. Wow, 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 wow. And listen, in life, the chances of becoming like your father is very high. That is why who your father is very important. So if your father is a medical doctor, the chances that you'll be a medical doctor is about 87.9%. Yes. I don't also want to explain if your father is something else. But we are blessed that our father is anointed. We are blessed that our father is blessed. We are happy that
our father is a good man.
Macarius, Charlie, the way you are, I'm not really. Yeah.
This year he was here, or this year he was here. Yeah, he was here.
And anytime you see him, go to him and say hello to him. Don't run away from him. Okay. And we are blessed that in the UD, we are in the Macarius Church. Put your hands together for the Macarius Church. Your church is one of the finest churches in the UD. I'm telling you. I mean, very fine church. The word Macarius means blessed. That's the word Macarius. It means what? Blessed. So as you are here, you are blessed. Yes. And I believe that here, we also have a very good father in the person of Bishop Eddie Adi. Put your hands together for Bishop Eddie. Yeah. Bishop Eddie, God bless you so much. I know you are watching us. I know you are listening to us. He has a good heart also for us. That is why he has opened his bedroom. Yeah, yeah. Oh, give him wadi wadi. Give him two. Bishop Eddie, God bless you so much. He has opened his bedroom for us to be here. Okay. In some churches, you can't enter the adult church. But here, look at you. You have sat down. They've opened the place. You have brought your school back and all that. Bishop Eddie, God bless you so much. He has a special place in his heart for the young people. And so a few months ago, he called me and he says that I should come here and have a conference with you, all right? And this is a real conference. Let me tell you, the one your parents go and they say they are going for workshop conference, those ones, they are not the real one. This is the real conference. Put your hands together for Jesus. And this is the favorite child conference. Yeah. And want to salute our chairman, Bishop Emmanuel Bedu in Takrady. All right, that is our chairman, is our convener for the Macarius Church. And all the other bishop, Apostle Thos, Archbishop is also here with us, true of us. Archbishop is here. The archbishops in the UD, they are just two, but we have one here. Yeah. And I came with my friend, Reverend William. He also has the other archbishop in his church. The archbishops, they are just two. So you should be blessed that one is here. Put your hands together for Archbishop also. And all the Bishop Asso. I know you are listening to us. God bless you so much. All the pastors and the bishops in the Macarius Church, we say God bless you. God bless you. Put your hands together for them once again. And for our saved pastors who have put everything together, Pastor Nana Opari, God bless you so much. God bless. Give Pastor Nana some clappings and some wadi wadi. Let him feel the vibe. Let him feel the vibe. It's not easy. So please, those of you coming and just come. The reason I'm talking plenty, but when I start, nobody should go beyond this speaker. No, nobody should go beyond this speaker. Okay, and nobody also should go beyond this speaker. The gentleman there, I hope they understand the grammar I'm speaking. The gentleman there, yeah. And also put your hands together for yourself for coming. Amen. So by the grace of God, I came here with my very good friend, Reverend William Mawunyo Agbo. Put your hands together for him. He'll be preaching in the next session. And Pastor Peter also from Mandela. And then Pastor Richard also from Abeka. Chale, obotemino ni chogbe. Ah. Okay, and I came with Harriet and Sammy and my handsome son, my firstborn. He's also here. Hey, why are you smiling? When I say my son, you are smiling. Are you want to ask me if he has a beloved? No, he doesn't have a beloved. Hey, you'll get one here before he goes. Please take your seat. So like I told you early on in this, in my submission, we are here to actually listen to the word of God. And the theme for our conference is called The Privilege. Everybody say The Privilege. Privilege. Kara, sit down. Everybody say The Privilege. Oh, Macarius, is that how you are treating me? Say The Privilege.
The Privilege.
Say the privilege. Yeah. What is a privilege? When we say privilege, what does it mean? When we say you are privileged, those of you who attend international school, this question is for you. When we say somebody is privileged, what does it mean? It's what? Yes. Come. Give her microphone.
An opportunity to do something.
An opportunity to do something. Put your hands together for her. The people on this lane plus 100 marks. What does it mean when we say somebody is privileged? You are privileged. Yes, my dear. What does it mean?
To have a chance.
Other for Bonsem, you want to say something? What does it mean? To have the opportunity. You are all saying the correct answers. Put your hands together for her. The privilege. Hallelujah. So in this conference, we are going to be explaining to you what it means to be privileged. That is all we are here for. What it means to be what? Privileged. Put our scripture on the screen quickly. Numbers chapter 16 and verse 9. Numbers chapter 16 and verse 9. All right. No, change the version. King James. Now, this privilege we are going to talk to you about, I've started preaching. I don't want to see a lot of movement around, okay? It distracts me. When we talk about privilege, it is a topic you need to understand as a young person growing up who want to do well in your Christian life. Help you, is there a problem? Everything is well. You are arranging them, okay. It is one of the topics you need to understand. It is not a topic that is beyond you. Do you understand? If you want to do well, like in normal life, if you want to climb the educational ladder, one of the things you really have to do is to do well in math, science, and English. Okay? If you fail your math, and you fail your science, and you fail your English, you can't go far. You can't go anywhere. You can't even go to university with it. So you hear people saying that, oh, they should speak tree. Let me tell you, speaking tree, it ends at Atebubu. Do you understand? It's like, oh, let the children speak. They should speak local language. It's true. But a lot of the documents that people read and sign, it is not written in local language. So English is very important. Mathematics is also very, very important. Science. Hey, madam, I'm preaching, look at me. Science, sit up. Everybody sit up. Take your Bible and hold it. You are a Christian soldier. You can't. Science is also very important. Likewise, when you want to be a good Christian, not a China phone Christian. You want to be a good Christian who like to last. You must learn to understand this thing we are referring to as the privilege. It is one of the requirements. It is one of the fundamentals. And do not think that you are a child. There is nobody here who is a child. You need to understand what privilege is. It is a topic you must understand, my dear. It is one of the requirements. If you want to stay as a Christian and you want to remain as a Christian till the day of your death, and that should be all of us here, our aim, that you will not fall by the roadside. You don't say amen. Yeah. I said that you, hey. Seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you. So now look at the script. It said that seemeth it but a small thing unto you. That number one, that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel. So number one, you have been separated. Everybody say, I am separated. You are separated so that you don't do what your friends at school are doing. You are separated. To bring you near to himself. Now, this is where the word privilege is coming from. To bring you near to himself. How many of you want to get close to God? Close. To bring you near to himself. God has separated you, number one. Number two, to do what? To bring you where? Near. How many of you want to be near to Jesus? You want to be near. If Jesus is sitting here, you must be sitting here. You want to be near to Jesus. And I'm telling you that this scripture, to bring you near to himself, it is one of the things which is going to help you to stay as a Christian. Your aim, young people, a lot of movement, a lot of movement. No child should move. Nobody should move except your wife is in labor. Nobody should move. You in the orange, why are you at the back? Why is she at the back? Come. Asha Ben. Brahase, mommy. Hey, Erajwa, Asantua, Abena, Koko. Oh, Kohi. Where is she going? I'm calling you. Hey, I'm calling you. Come. Who are you? You are Hosanna. That's your name, Hosanna.
Your name is what?
Hosanna.
But it's not Palm Sunday, so why are you moving around? Is it Palm Sunday? But I see you with branches going round, drinking palm wine and eating palm nut soup. Where do you sit? Where is there? Where is back? Why do you sit at the back? Why do you decide to go and sit at the back?
An usher.
So if people are falling, you can hold them. I'll test your ashes today. You go and sit down if you're an usher. Amen. So we are interested in getting closer to God. Now, every one of you, like I said, your aim is number one, to be closer to God. Say, I want to be close to God. Say, I want to be close to God. Say, I want to be close to God. Now, when you are closer to somebody, okay, you become like the person. If you are closer to Jesus, listen to me. If you are closer to Jesus, your life becomes better. If you are closer to Jesus, don't mind the people who are talking. If you are closer to Jesus, your Christian life takes a different turn. And it is that I want to be close to Jesus. I want to be close to Jesus. It should be your aim. I want to be close to Jesus. If Jesus is sitting down here, I want to be close to him. In James, everybody say James. 4 verse 8. James 4 verse 8. Quickly, projector people, help me. Draw nigh to God. Everybody look at the scripture. Draw nigh to God. It's just like the other scripture that he has brought you close to himself. This one says that draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Draw nigh to God. You see, because most of us come to church, but we are not close to God. A lot of people are not close to God. Listen to me, I'm closing. A lot of people are not close to God. And you think that when you become an adult, you get close to God. It's not true. Anything you are doing now, when you grow up, it's not likely to change. Even there are pastors who are not close to God. Yeah. And so it is very important that at your age, You learn to get close to God. Why is it important to get close to God? Why must you get close to God? I'm not asking you to answer, but you know the answer. Why is it important to get close to God?
So that you can get blessings from Him.
No.
So that you can become a better person.
So that, Macarius children, you've been trained well. You've been trained well. Come on, put your hands together. You have been trained well. You want to answer? Come to me. The way people have given two powerful answers. Precisely, Legon, answer.
To develop a better life.
To develop a better life. Charlie, you people, you be trained well, Ankasa. So I am campaigning in this particular conference that we need to get close to God. He said, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. How do you get close to God? That's the question we are answering now. That's the question we are looking for the solution now. How do we get closer to God? Because you have to get close to God. Draw nigh. Draw nigh. You are in class 6. Draw nigh to God. You are in form 1. Draw nigh to God. God is expecting you to draw near to Him. Maybe draw nigh is something you don't understand. Change the version. Change the version. Come close to God, and He will come close to you. Can we all read it together? One go. Come close to God, and He will, and God will come close to you. In your Christian walk, it should be your aim. Young people, listen to me. Listen to me. This is one of the things which is going to make you a better Christian. In your walk with God, learn to get close to God. The closer you are, the better. I'm saying it again. The closer you are, the better. You can see the people who sit in front in class, they are the people who do well. Most of the time, I have to add that cross. Yeah. You can see that those of you who are closer to your parents, you are the ones that enjoy. When they come back from the funeral, they take away, you are the one they call. How many of you know the funeral takeaway? Usually it's jollof or some pastries with some drink. That your brother who is in the room and has locked himself up. Nobody calls him for anything. The closer you are to God, the better. How do we get close to God? The quickest way you can get close to God is through your quiet time. Clap for Jesus. The quickest way, listen. The quickest way to get close to God. The quickest way to get close to God. I'm saying it again, Macarius Church. Listen, I am saying it again. Because you see, where you are here, you can be here, you grow small, go to secondary school and come back. They make you a center leader. You come back, do something. For some time, we make you a pastor. Small time, we appoint you a reverend. You are there. You can become a reverend who is not close to God. Yeah. The title that is on you doesn't determine how close you are to God. I'm telling you. Have you not seen class prefect who failed the exams before? Yeah. The class prefect himself, he has bombed. 19%. The class prefect, 19%. And the cupboard boy or the blackboard cleaner is getting 89. They are different. The quickest way to get close to God, which you must attempt to, is through your quiet time. Everybody say quiet time. It is one of the things many people do not do. It is one of, you see, and because you don't do it, there are so much controversy about it. At your age, you are fighting whether Quiet time must be done in the morning. It must be done during break time. It must be done in the evening. You have so many mysteries about it. But I've come to tell you that quiet time must be done in the morning. Exodus 34. Quiet time must be done when? Exodus 34. Who is there? And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tablets of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon this tablet the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. Hey, Moses, do you like breaking things? And be ready in the morning. And be ready when? And be ready when? In the morning. Quiet time is done in the morning. When do we take breakfast? Breakfast is when? In the morning. Some things are done in the morning. One of them is quiet time. And I'm saying that to get close to God, the quickest way is through your quiet time. I'm giving you 10 steps to effective quiet time. Number one, pray to begin. Write it down. I will inspect your note before you go for lunch. Number one, pray to begin. 10 steps. Sharp. 10. 10 steps to having my quiet time. Or how I can have... Hey, those of you in the yellow, you are from where? Yellow is which council? Where? Shashi. Kwe. Nyeka bagban na ebi elibi neyi. Ayo. Everybody say, pray to begin. We are going to have our quiet time. Pray to begin. Pray. But, boss, wake up. Wake up. Don't sleep. Sleep is of the devil. Okay? Hey. Everybody say, pray to begin. Pastor Nana. Everybody say, pray to begin. Yeah. Before you start your quiet time, pray. Pray. And everybody here must learn to pray. Every one of you. Hey, I can see some push running. Look at this. Are they here for sacrifice? Please arrest them here. Arrest them. They should come here. Nobody, if you hear the sound of my voice, it means that the conference has started. Am I getting an echo? They should come inside. I think they are in yellow. They are from Shashi. Shashi minus 18. And because look at these guys in yellow. Look at them, yellow. Everybody say, pray to begin. We are having our quiet time. We are starting. You must pray in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, you see, and even before you have your quiet time, you must have your Bible. Many of you, your parents don't buy you Bible because your parents do not think that it is important for you to have a Bible. Your parents. I'm just sad this morning that they are not here. But I know that wherever they are watching me. They are watching me. Parents, put the camera on me. Parents, I know you are watching me. On behalf of all your children, we are saying that you are gradually leading us to hell. Because you have not bought Bibles for us. Some of you, the Bibles you use here is your mother's engagement Bible. Engagement Bible can never send you to heaven because you can't even read. And another reason people don't do their quiet time is because of the version of the Bible you use. If you use something like King James, me, that I'm a doctor, King James, sometimes I read, I don't understand. By NLT. Everybody say NLT. Say NLT. Look, when we live here today, tell your parents that Reverend Ike said that you must have a Bible. You must have a Bible. It is one of the requirements. You cannot live your life as a Christian. You see, some of you, the phones you even use is more expensive than the Bible. Yeah. Your birthday, you can successfully tell your mother to buy you a pizza. But you cannot tell your parents that I don't have a Bible. You are asking why I am worked up. I am worked up because you don't have a Bible. You don't have a Bible. Let me see your Bible. Yes, this is the Bible I'm looking for. This is King James. There's another one like this. It's Children's Bible, but that one is NLT. King James, because of thou shattest, comest thou, ought leadest not into temptation dest. Those words you don't understand. Your own is what? NLT. You make it to heaven. NLT. Everybody say NLT. It's a version of the Bible. New Living Translation. Get it? Get it? Your parents can afford. All of us here, our parents can afford Bible. You must have Bible. Just as you have masset, just as you have a school bag, you must also have Bible. Sweetheart, do you have Bible? Where is it? You left your Bible, you have come to church. You left your Bible. Say, you left your Bible and you came here. It's a sin. You must have a Bible. I'm shouting. You need to have a Bible. You need to have a Bible. You cannot be a Christian and you don't have a Bible. Something must be wrong. Somebody got to be crazy. Everybody says somebody got to be crazy. I don't know who you are referring to. Maybe you are referring to the person who didn't buy you the Bible, who is supposed to buy you the Bible, but didn't buy you the Bible. Yeah. That person got to be crazy. When you get home, tell your parents that, look, a certain man came to preach. The man, he doesn't have heart to cry. He's using car battery. He was angry. He said, we don't have Bibles. You can't live your life successfully without a Bible. I'm telling you. Hey, you see, I'm dancing already. Yeah. So to start with, you must have a Bible. Clap for Jesus. Say, I must have a Bible. I see you owning a Bible right now in Jesus' name. I see you having a Bible right now in Jesus' name. Yeah, and our parents, please, buy us Bibles. We need it. We need it. You see, you would think that when you grow up, you become a better Christian, but it's not true. Fools also grow old. You will not understand the statement I just said. Whose Bible is this? Yeah. Sit down. Have a Bible. Tell your neighbor, when are you buying your Bible? Ask your neighbor, when are you buying your Bible? Yeah. Now, so you have your Bible. You wake up in the morning. Give me the scripture in Exodus 30. Okay, Exodus 34 verse 2. It said, and be ready in the morning and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai and present thyself there to me on the top of the mountain. Verse 3. No man. Ever say, no man shall come up with thee. Yeah. Come. Stand here. Father. Everybody say father. Mother. Two children. You come. I think it's a family. Do we have to have a girl? Come. Last born. Come. This last boy, they don't wake up early. Come. Now, when your father wakes up, in the morning, early in the morning, you're not singing, in the morning, I will rise and praise the Lord. Oh, in the morning. So as you are singing, then you see that this one and this one, your parents are waking you up around 5:30. Then you see this one will be in the morning, early in the morning. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. In the morning, then by that time, their father is holding some big Bible. Usually, it's a very big Bible.
like this. In the morning, early in the... Even this is when your father looks like he's spiritual a bit. In the morning, but your mother has tied her hair with some scarf. Be I rise and praise the Lord. But by that time, this last born who has come, she's asleep on the floor. sleep on the floor. We are doing Bible study, but you're asleep. Sleep on the floor. Sit down. Lie down on the floor. She's asleep. Cry. She's asleep. Lie down. You're asleep. And sometimes to impress your father that you are also praying, when you lie down, you do like this. I don't know if you understand that one. As if you are praying. Then you are off. I don't know if you have done something before. When they wake you up to pray, then you do like this. In the morning. By that time, this is your big brother and they are all there. Then after singing, your father will open to a scripture. The messengers from Babylon have come to Hezekiah. And at that time, the king of Babylon sent Hezekiah letters and gifts. So the gift and Hezekiah, they are the same. But Hezekiah and the gift are from different villages. And so the Lord is telling us that we need to obey the letters and the gifts. Hallelujah. This thing that your father has gathered you people to do in the house is called money devotion. Everybody say money devotion. But the definition of a quiet time is a personal time you spend with God. And he said that, and no man shall come up with thee. Your quiet time is you and God. Everybody say you and God. It is a personal relationship you have with God. That is why I'm saying that you come alone, Father. Come alone. Father is here alone. You do your quiet time alone. You don't do your quiet time with anybody. This thing that you see happening here is called money devotion. It's called family money devotion. After this one, you will have your own quiet time. And we are saying that to have your quiet time, 10 steps. The first step is what? Pray to do what? To begin. Everybody say, pray to begin. Pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have come before you this morning. As I'm about to read your word, please open my eye. Psalm 119 verse 18. Look for whether there's a scripture like that. Psalm 119 verse 18. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. He said, open down my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Change the version. Open my eyes to see the wonderful truth in your instructions. Open my short prayer. Everybody say short prayer. Number two. So I'm not sure you understand step one. Step one is what? Oh, sit down, sit down. Point two, read the passage from the Bible expecting God to speak to you. Write it down. Read the passage. How many of you are going to have your quiet time? How many of you are going to have your quiet time tomorrow morning? Sharp, sharp, before tomorrow morning I'll be here. Tomorrow morning I'll be here. And you share your quiet time with me. Read the passage from the Bible expecting God to speak to you. Hey. When you pray, the next step, step two, you open the Bible. Everybody say, open the Bible and read. Say, and read. I'm teaching you how to be close to God. Open your Bible and read. Open your Bible. Usually at your age, you must have a devotional. Everybody say a devotional. We are blessed in the UD. We have Daily Solution. We have Mount Horeb. We have Mount Sinai. We have a lot of the devotions. SU has a lot. We have
daily guide, daily food, daily power. Daily guide is not the newspaper. I beg you. Don't Reverend came, he said, every morning we should buy a daily guide. I beg you. It's not that daily guide I'm talking about. Read the passage from the Bible. Open the Bible. It is because you don't open the Bible. That is why you don't know where Romans is. That is why you don't know the books of the Old Testament and you don't know the books of the New Testament. It's because you don't open the Bible. You don't know the Bible. But as you are sitting down here, you know Asan Wajan's wife. You know Asan Wajan. The footballers, Manchester United, the first 11, you know their names. You know their names. You know the coach birthday. Everybody say Messi. Yeah. Okay. Here come Messi. No, we see the goat. Hey, Asamo. Read the passage from the Bible. Listen, during your quiet time, you must open the Bible. Psalm 119 said that, open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things out of your law. The law you are holding is the Bible. You must open the Bible. Hey! Which people are in orange? HQ, you are doing this. Give me my phone. Let me call Bishop Eddie. Let me call Bishop Eddie right now. Or you beg. You beg. And they behave properly. Call Bishop Eddie right now. Tell them that the HQ people, they are misbehaving. HQ minus 1,000. No, because when we finish, you are going to put all the marks together and see which of the councils chop first. You'll be doing those things. HQ minus 1,000. Shashi, I subtracted how many? 18. Please be putting the marks together for me. Which people are in red? Which people are in red? Red is Madina Estate. Clap for yourselves. You behave well. Now, I saw one girl be drinking Coke around this side. Point number 3. Stop at a verse that strikes you. Ever say stop at a verse? Say, stop at a verse. Hey, I'm not feeling the vibe. Because I say, stop at a verse. As you are reading the Bible, any verse that strikes you is a sign that God wants to talk to you. Any verse that strikes you, you have read the verse, and suddenly something has entered you. So that is the verse. Everybody says, something has entered me. No, we are not doing the action. Say, something has entered me. Hey, HQ, minus 16. Hey, you are not doing that thing well. Say, something has entered me. Which one are wearing the green? Shalibuche plus 56. Christ, I've seen that they are doing. Say, something has entered me. HQ plus 1 million. Somebody is asking how I'm giving the marks. Hey, are you the examiner? I'll choose the mark that I'm giving. So as you are reading the Bible, you are expecting that a certain verse should strike you. Any verse that strikes you, you know, that is the verse. Everybody said, that is the verse. And you must make sure that a verse must strike you. A verse. Everybody say a verse. A verse. If a verse doesn't strike you, it means that the quiet time, it didn't work. You didn't do that day, the quiet time. Something must strike. Say, you should be able to have your quiet time. Then you wake up in the room and then you are jumping. The verse has. Hey. The verse has. The people here, plus 56. The verse has. The verse must enter you. I'm preaching. I love what I'm preaching. Something must enter. Something. Everybody say something. Bishop Dag Hayward Mills told us that he was listening to a message and something entered him. Why is it that something is not entering you? Why is it that nothing is entering you except cartoons? Something. Everybody say something.
Something.
A verse must strike you, must enter you. Point four. Meditate on that verse. Everybody say, meditate on that verse. Let me tell you, sometimes people use big grammar. The word meditate means think about that verse. Say, think about that verse. Yeah. You see, I'm teaching you the steps because many people don't have their quiet times. Plenty Christians, they don't have quiet time. When you grow up, you will still not have your quiet time. Many, you can become a pastor, you can become a reverend, you can become a deacon, you can become a pope, you can become a bishop, you can become an archbishop, you can be a deputy god. If you don't know how to have quiet time, you will not have it. And you must be taught. That is why I am teaching you. Have your quiet time to be close. And when you are close to God, then that is what we call the privilege. You are privileged to come close. Like as you are sitting down here, you are privileged. Yeah. Look at the very nice building. They've opened the building to you. Some churches, the children are under trees. Church under tree, tree under church. One church, one tree. Look at you here. Look at the light. The light itself. Look at the light. This is an ultra-modern facility. Look at the light. Do you know why some people, when they go to school and they teach, they don't understand? Shall I show you why? Sometimes it's because of the classroom, the room where you stay. Yeah. The room itself. The room. Behind the classroom is somebody's washroom. How is it that they are teaching maths? You understand? There are people here to their classroom, AC, fully air conditioned. It's like they are teaching maths. You can see that the thing is just entering you. I see you in that state in Jesus' name. Meditate. Point four, meditate. Think about that verse. The verse that entered you, think about that verse. And usually it's one verse. If you have your quiet time and you alone, I have my quiet time from Psalm 119, verse 1 to 56. Hey, only you read from verse 1 to verse 56. No, it's too much. Tell anybody it's too much. It's too much. You're in hurry. Psalm 119. Blessed is the Lord. Then you finish. No, close your Bible. No, if they ask me, I have had my quiet time. No. Your aim as you're having your quiet time is that a verse. Everybody say a verse. Mass what? Hey, you people. A verse. I say a verse. Must. I'm not feeling that. A verse must. No, say me. Don't say you. If you say you are talking to me, it's you that the verse must enter. Me, I've been doing my quiet time. A verse must
enter me.
The people here, when we close, your lunch is on me. The verse must
enter me.
Must enter you. And the verse that enters you, it is the verse that you must think about. Think about it. Think about, you cannot have a quiet time without thinking about the verse. Point five. I'm closing. Point five. What is point number one? You are doing well. Clap for yourself, Macarius. You are doing well. What is point number one? What is point number two? Read the passage from the Bible. Expect, you cannot have your quiet time without a Bible. No. No Bible, no quiet time done. What is point number three? Stop at a verse. Or you can say stop at a verse that enters you. You like the strike or the enter? Stop at a verse that the verse must enter. Look, it is that verse that enters you that changes your life. Any verse that doesn't enter you, it cannot change your life. Yeah. Bishop Dak told us that the verse that entered him was, give thyself wholly. Give thyself wholly. First Timothy, look for it. Give thyself wholly. He said when that verse entered him, that was the beginning of his. Have you seen the verse? 1 Timothy chapter what? 4, verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly. That is why we even have a conference called Give Thyself Wholly Conference. Something must enter you, brothers, sisters. Something must enter you. You can't have your quiet time and nothing has entered you. You have closed your book. You are going to do our world, our people. What is our world, our people? What is OWOP? They call it OWOP. OWOP. You know who your world? It's also called history. It's okay. Don't tell me confused things you learn. Number five. Read from your Bible study guide. Your Bible study guide. Your Bibles. Are you ready for the opening ceremony? When I put the mic down, they are going on stage. Are they ready? Okay. I've seen plenty of people still coming. I hope they are not part of the opening ceremony. If they are in, they should call them that they should come. Read from your Bible study guide. You remember I mentioned a Bible study guide? What are the Bible study guides? Yes. Daily. I think the people here, they are giving me the answers. That's why I like standing there. It's what?
Daily guide. Daily guide.
Daily guide. What else?
Devotion book.
Hey, there's nothing like devotion book. Concerning you. Who else has the answer? What? Daily graphic. What's it? Yes. Daily book. There's nothing like daily book. We have daily bread. Come. We have what?
Daily power.
Daily power. Clap for her. Daily power. Daily power. Daily power. What else? I think the answers are here.
Daily super fruit.
Daily super fruit. Everybody say yeah.
Yeah.
Which council? Which council? HQ. Minus 2 million. You want to give the correct answer to cancel the minus 2 million? Who wants to give the correct answer? What?
Daily devotion.
Hey! Minus 7 million. HQ Taco. Yes.
Daily food.
Daily. There's something called daily food.
Yeah.
Daily food.
Yes.
Sir.
Yeah.
Plus 1 million. Yes.
Daily super food.
It's daily super food, not daily food.
Yeah.
And she didn't bring the super.
Yeah.
HQ, dear. We have daily solutions. Ever say daily solutions? So, after you have read from your Bible and you have meditated on the word, you now go to your study guide and read what the scripture or what the people have also explained about the scripture. Number six, write down whatever the Lord tells you. Again, if you have your quiet time and the Lord has not spoken, your quiet time is not complete. God must speak. Ever say, God must speak.
Say, God must speak.
Yeah.
Macarius, I'm enjoying your church, but I'm enjoying your church. I'm enjoying your church. I'm enjoying your church. Say, write down whatever the Lord tells you. The Lord must tell you something. As you have your quiet time, the Lord. Hey, sit down. Sit down. Right now, you see how the place is wet. You see how the place is wet. As you're having your quiet time, the Lord must tell you something. Everybody say, the Lord must tell me something. Yeah. You cannot have your quiet time and God has not spoken. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the church
say amen.
Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church. You are not singing. Say amen. Everybody say, God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Yeah. This song, you don't do it. But you know, Abna, call me later. You know that song. You know, Abner, call me. Abner, call. You know that song? But you are changing in Jesus' name. You are changing in Jesus' name. Yeah. God must speak. God must speak during your quiet time. God must speak. God must speak. God must speak. God must speak. If God doesn't speak, your quiet time is incomplete. Yeah. It's totally incomplete. God must speak. God must tell you something. Open thou my eyes that I may behold ashes. Please make the thing balance. Balance the equation. Left side should be equal to right side. Let them come. There's enough room. Let them come. You are coming for conference at 11. By that time, they said all the important things. Number 7. Memorize. Listen. Number 7. Memorize that scripture that entered you. Write it down. How many of you remember the scripture that entered you? Memorize it. Memorize it. Memorize that scripture that entered you. Hey, you are using your shoe to hit somebody's head. Which denomination? Is that shoe or is what? Which denomination? Which council? HQ. Hey, HQ. Host and loose. Hey, I'm calling Bishop Eddie right now. HQ. Where's my phone? Hey, HQ. HQ minus you beg. Go and carry that boy and bring him. Go and bring him. Where are the HQ people? You go and bring him. Hey, stand up, stand up. Where is the boy? Stand up. Hey, stand up. I need a bigger boy to come and carry him. Hurry up. Hey, you carry him and I'll subtract. Go and bring him. Go and bring him. Carry him. Carry him on high. Carry him. Lift him up. Lift him up. Hurry up. HQ, I'm subtracting. Plenty people should go and help to carry him. Bring him here. Bring him here. Hey, HQ. HQ, HQ. Bring him. Bring him here. Put him down. Put him down. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Don't go, hey, don't go. What were you doing? If you tell a lie, leave the camera, stand the cameraman, put the camera on him. What were you doing? Hey, don't go. What were you doing? Talk. What were you doing? What did you do? Use the bottle to hit what?
You know me.
Come, sorry. Come. It's on you. Eh?
Yes.
Who? But who did it?
My brother.
Where's the brother? Call the brother. Where's the brother? Bring him. Carry him. HQ, bring him. HQ, today, dear, today. Carry him. Hurry up. Lift him up, quick. HQ, you people, eh? Hey, come here, you, are you in HQ? Are you in HQ? No, hey, come, hey, let that boy go and sit down. Right now, are you in HQ? No, you, are you in HQ? Are you in HQ? Where are you coming from? Which boy in green? Ashaleboche, why are you carrying somebody from HQ? Minus 50 million, 50... where are they? Where? Come. Stand here. You two stand here. HQ, do you apologize on their behalf?
Yes!
No, but they themselves, they must feel sorry for their transgression. Are you sorry for your transgression?
Yes.
Are you sorry for your transgression?
Yes.
So what will you say to the whole congregation?
Sorry. Sorry.
You are forgiven. Go. But the one from Ashaleboche, minus 50 million. You are not from HQ. You have got. Hey, come here. Come. Are you from HQ? Are you from HQ? Why are you here? Why are you here? Which boy in red? Madina said, yeah. Your marks are finished. Madina Estate, minus 20 million. Wait, sit down. Hey, my time is up. Quiet. Number 7, memorize that scripture that entered you for the day. Every day you must memorize the scripture. Say every day. Say every day. I must memorize a scripture. Number eight. Decide on a practical way to implement the scripture you have learned. Decide. Make it your decision. Hey, decide on a practical way. Hey, somebody has opened his jollof. I can smell it. It has entered. The jollof has entered. I'm hearing two words. Ashaleboche and HQ. Ashaleboche. The jollof looks like Ashaleboche jollof. No, it looks like HQ jollof. Then sit down. Decide on a practical way to implement the scripture you have learned. Every scripture you have learned, decide to implement it. If you read, children, obey your parents in the Lord, decide to implement it. If you read, in the beginning was the word, decide to implement it. Everything you have learned, that scripture that entered you, memorize it, try and implement it. Whatever the scripture says, it could be a warning that you must not do. It can be a promise that you must inherit. It can be something that God is telling you to do. You must do it. Number 9, pray to end. Pray to end. Pray to end. Number 10. How many of you want to know what number 10 is? Number 10. Go and brush your teeth. No, because most of you don't brush your teeth. Number 10. Number 10 is what? No, use your hand. Say, go and brush your teeth.
Go and brush your teeth.
After quiet time, the next thing is to brush your teeth. It's very important. Yeah, or you can't talk to people. Go and brush your teeth. Thank you for putting it on the screen. Go and brush your teeth. Pray to big. Hey, we are starting from the beginning. Opening ceremony, are you here?
Yes.
Pastor Nana, I didn't say it. Say again. Is there something I must know that I don't know? Opening ceremony, please go and get ready. If you are not part and you stand up, your council minus $12 million. Hey, all the age people are doing the opening ceremony. Where are my soloists? Where are my soloists? Where is Michelle? Michelle, come. Take microphone and stand on the stage here. You'll be singing as they are coming to do that. Come and stand. Hey, all of us. We are all of us on the screen quickly. Number one is what? Michelle, come and stand here. Number one is what? Number two. Achalebocho, it looks like you are winning the contest today. You are doing well. Achalebocho, you are doing well. The yellow people are from where? Hey, Shashi, I'm not feeling your effect at all. Hey, Shashi people. And their place is far, so when they came, they are tired. They have to rest. Number three. What is point number three? Hey, I'm not, you didn't read that place well. Number three, what do you do? Achalebocho is winning. Number three. Number four. Meditate that verse. The verse that entered you. Meditate on it. It also means think about it. Number five. Read from your study, the Bible study guide. Next one. Write down whatever the Lord tells you. Number seven. Memorize the scripture that entered you. Number eight. Decide on the practical way to implement the scripture that entered you. All you have learned. Number nine. Pray to end. You must always pray to end. You tell God, as I'm leaving for school, please protect me. As I'm taught at school, help me to understand. Say a meaningful prayer to God. And the last one is what? Go and brush your teeth. Go and brush your teeth. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first session. All right? We are having our opening ceremony. And then we do the second session before we allow you to open your jollof. Okay? Michelle, are you ready to sing? Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. And let's welcome Michelle. Hey, y'all not clapping for Michelle?
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.